Comfort Classic Hits, AM 1570, 96.9, and Boom 102.7 FM, WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Are your brakes squeaking or grinding? Is it time for an alignment? Before you hit the road, hit up Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big O Tires on State Road 39 can help you get back on the road in no time. With dependable service, honest advice, and fast turnaround times, Big O Tires in Lebanon is the team you trust. Stop in and talk to owner Alan or manager Lauren, or call 765-388-4715. Visit them on Facebook at Big O Tires in Lebanon to stay up to date on exclusive offers. When your car needs care, trust the name drivers rely on, Big O Tires.
This is it, Geese. Time to lower the altitude.
But why, Dad? It's harder to fly down there.
To get a bird's eye view of TC trailers, son.
TC trailers?
Look, there. Over 300 trailers on the lot, including goosenecks. They have more parts than we have feathers and a full in-house repair shop. If humans aren't pulling a TC trailer, son, they're not pulling their weight. Fly in or visit tc-trailers.com.
I can see your future. Sometime in the next month, you'll go out to eat again. Jenny here. The Big Deals online store can make your future even brighter with restaurant gift certificates. There's something for everyone. They spend just like cash and never expire, so you can buy them now and use them whenever you want. Shop anytime, save all the time. The Big Deals online store.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BoonCountyDailyNews.com, or CarrollCountyDailyNews.com.
Don't bring me down on this Thursday. Hey, you can't bring me down. This is the last full day of winter. It is the last day of winter. Praise God. That's good. Something I should have told the boys earlier. Ryan and Brian would appreciate that, but they you can't bring them down. And you can't bring my next guest down, Frankfort Police Chief, Scott Shoemaker. How you
good
doing,
morning.
Brother?
Good morning. How
yeah,
are you?
I'm doing well. Hey, it's the last day of winter.
I've declared winter is over.
Okay.
Yesterday.
You heard the declaration. It is official. Winter is now over as of yesterday. So, but we're okay. And then, and by the way, it's Dairy Queen Free Cone Day. I'm even giving a plug for our competitor, but Dairy Queen Free Cone Day. Because of the last day of winter, they like to kick it off. They like to kick off the ice cream months.
Is it sugar-free? No.
You know what? They may have a sugar-free. I don't know. We've got to get you a sugar-free.
You need to.
I know. We're working on that.
Call it Shoemaker's Diabetic
Diabetic Special.
Yeah, please.
We'll call it Shoemaker Special.
You know.
What's your favorite flavor?
You know, I'm a chocolate guy. If you want to put some fudge in there somehow, maybe a little drizzle.
We could make that happen. A little ripple.
Yeah, chocolate's good by itself.
Yes. I'm a chocolate person. I like chocolate. I like caramel. I like anything sweet. That's the problem.
And I mean, you have a boiler flavor.
Boiler chip flavor. Caramel, dark.
There you go. Take all that and make it sugar-free somehow.
That boiler chip is really good. It's a dark chocolate caramel, and it is really good. Believe me, my wife would love that as well because she sees calories is what she sees. I know we've been joking around, but let's get an update on Officer Munoz. I mean, what a tragic situation, but let's get a good update.
Yeah, so we're just almost 2 weeks from the crash, and he is he's home. He is we call him very blessed. I mean, we kind of struggle with this one because somebody died in this crash.
Oh, terrible.
And so it's kind of a hard thing to talk about because we almost had to, we were concerned there. My drive to the scene was, I thought we had to bury a police officer and based on what I was hearing. And so thankfully that's not the case on our end. And he is at home. healing up. He has multiple fractures that will take, two months, maybe at least, before we can even get him back into the office to do some office work. So, but you know, he's grateful to be alive. I mean, he really understands the impact of what could have happened with him. And so, just he's a hard one to just sit still, and that's what I think.
Well, he's, he's very active.
He's very active, very physical. Works out a lot. Works very hard. He comes in early. He's always, you know, doing everything to keep our, you know, police department running smoothly. And it's going. It's very tough. It's tough for us not to have him, but you know, we're gonna. You know, we're getting through. But it's going to be tougher for him to. The timing of having to heal up is what's going to affect him more than anything.
Well, and I think you know a lot of people we're respecting his privacy and things like that. And I mean, but I think a lot of people wanted to visit or but everybody didn't know really necessarily whether call or visit or whatever. But there's a lot of people. He's been on a lot of prayer list. I'm telling you, a lot of folks have been praying.
And he'll tell you that he can feel the prayers, and that really that's where is that he's taken care of. He has everything that he needs. And you know, and we did not announce that he was home officially. But you know, he was actually home 2 days after the crash.
Oh wow!
But we did want to keep.
Sure.
We knew the amount of attention that was on this, and just to not to announce that when it happened. We've been vocal about it since that he's home, but we wanted to give him some time, and he's also not he hates attention, but he understands that people want to help and do things, and so we've kind of coordinated some of that. It's kind of been a little overwhelming. For him, and so we've kind of dialed back some of the the food, what people want to do in a situation like this. They want to bring food and then food, more food than what a few people need at a serving, and so it's been a little chaotic, but he does appreciate it.
We started doing some things of course in a church situation, someone's sick, something, but you can just get the food train starts. But sometimes it's nice to just be able to maybe offer some food cards, some gift, cards that they can say, oh, well, we can get this, but we don't have to store it in the refrigerator.
And that's what we've been steering some people to, the gift card thing for food, because it's just the refrigerator, and we don't want to waste anything. So we have taken some stuff back to the police station for us to eat.
There you go. Well, I'm sure he appreciates being a part of that donation process on that as well.
Yes.
So, we go from good. That's good news. That's good news. It's not. I mean, certainly very sorry about the death and what a tragedy that ended up being. But we're very thankful that Caesar is doing well. And so thank you for that update.
We appreciate it.
We go from that to Officer Garcia.
Yeah, so, every year, I think for, it's been about 12 years now, our former chief, Troy Bacon, started the Officer of the Year program, and I kept that going. And so this past year, for his work in our community to keep crime down, proactive, you can't hold this guy back. I mean, Gus Garcia is out there every night, for his 12-hour shift when he's working.
And he had somebody stopped on 28 last night.
we can attribute a lot of our, decrease in crime to his work for 2025. So because of that, he is a recipient of that for that year, and we appreciate his work. And we're glad because, he's a hometown kid that started his law enforcement career at Kokomo Police Department, and we stole him and rolled the red carpet out and got him back, and I think one day his future is bright at the Frankfort Police Department.
The police chief shouldn't be using the word stolen. I think you should maybe acquired him. You recruited him.
We've definitely recruited him, but we had, if you recall, it was a hot dog festival, and we had already been in our new building, but we went to our old building during the hot dog festival to interview him.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Many of us who were working the event that were on our hiring board, we scheduled an interview with him, and so we went to the old PD and had a interview with him in the old training room there. So partly stole, partly recruited.
Oh, goodness.
We went out of our way to lock that in.
Hey, well, great call and a great get, that's for sure.
Yes.
A great get. So what are some things that, we live in a crazy world right now. We were just talking to Ryan and Brian about some vandalism and things going on in the park. You get into the summer months, mm-hmm. you start getting into the warm weather months, people start getting a little nuts out there. So you guys have to kind of tone it, get them to tone down.
Yeah, I mean, we just, obviously we all love the warm weather. We're ready for it. I think, I don't know, 70 degrees today.
Tomorrow. 63 today, 70 tomorrow. Yeah. Yeah, 77, almost 80 tomorrow.
Yeah, and so, and spring break starts coming up, and then we also, I don't know if you've seen this, that the 28 will be closed at the railroad tracks.
Yeah, we talked about that earlier.
And so, it's going to be a busy week there. But, yeah, summer, it always brings some of the juvenile mischief and stuff. And, really boils down to parenting and knowing where your kids are and teaching them. If you're not teaching the value of things, then we're going to have to teach them in terms of, arrest and enforcement.
Yeah.
And that's unfortunate. But, we're a community that, if my bosses get mad at me because, if a door gets kicked into the park, I'm happy that's all we're dealing with, right?
Right.
I mean, you look at some of these communities with the juvenile delinquency, and I couldn't fathom arriving to a juvenile shooting that you see in other cities. And so, if they're kicking doors in and we'll work to rectify that. But, it's pretty safe here and parents just need to know where their kids are. And again, they don't always, you don't always have to know where your kids are, right? I used to leave in the morning and come home before
the street lights, right?
I mean, I'm still that generation. But today the problem is we're not teaching them the values of other people's property, right?
Yeah.
And so, and then that just escalates. And so, we just teach your kids not to mess with other people's stuff. And then you wouldn't have to worry about exactly where they are,
Yeah. Well, you look at, you've got places like in California who say it's okay to go in and shoplift. I mean, there's places, I listened to a representative in California say it's actually therapeutic.
Yeah, I was out in San Francisco a couple years ago, there was basically, as long as it fit into a bag.
It
was not a felony or asset protection people can't even intervene. And so, that's wild.
How's that going to go in Indiana? How would that go in Frankfort, Indiana?
It's wild because they would kick the homeless people out of sitting in a doorway, but they won't stop the thefts. It made no sense to me.
No sense. And when you talk about the weather, temperatures start to rise, so does tempers, mm-hmm. and people get anger and people, just like the steak, the Longhorn Steakhouse shooting mm-hmm. in Indianapolis, or I think north side of Indianapolis the other day.
Yeah.
I listened to the report and how that all went down, and it was kind of like they bumped into each other. There was some words exchange, and then, like you said, the no value for life just took out a gun.
Yeah, and that's the thing. We're a state that loves our guns, right?
Yep.
And so you have to guarantee that there's at least one gun in every situation in our state. And unfortunately, we just seem to go right for that thing, right? And so it's wild how a little bump can turn into a homicide. It's wild, but I don't get it. You got to figure out why are people so aggressive to that?
I think the agitation. I think we don't tolerate. We have very little patience. And that kind of brings me to the next one when it relates to us, because you mentioned the closure of 28.
I'm going to hear about it all week. Life is ending and not really.
How am I going to get to work? How am I going to do this?
Clinton Street will be busier, and so we'll have people on Clinton Street complaining, and semis will not follow. You know how it is. Like, no semi is going to go all the way up to 20. I think 38, come back down.
Yeah.
And so I guarantee you we're going to have semis on Clinton Street. We did this we've been through this, right?
Through
for
this.
Almost, what, a year and a half
about
when they rebuild it.
Yeah.
And so for 5 days, it's going to be a little chaotic.
Well, I remember Sunday morning, headed to church one Sunday morning, there's a semi, right there at the railroad tracks where it says closed. You can't get there. I had pulled over there by the Vintage and just to see, because I'm trying to figure out what he was doing. He was backing out, and I kind of felt bad for him. So I just said, "Hey, are you okay? Is everything all right?" And he said, "Well, the road's closed, and I'm trying." And so kind of helped him back out. You know, was trying to show him what to turn back around in the Schultz's lot there, the old McClure's lot. It was nuts. He said that. He told me, he said, "Oh, I just didn't think it was closed."
Yeah, and we, you know how many semis we backed down Armstrong Street from the viaduct, they couldn't go under the viaduct there, and so it was it's a mess. And so again, it's only 5 days, and so I'm grateful.
Amen.
Only 5 days. And here's the deal. The railroad tracks have already fallen apart, so they needed fixed. I don't know why the railroad tracks have sunk already, but that will take care of the issue there.
They're not beefing them up enough, I don't think. So, got a new canine, correct? Canine?
Yeah, canine Taz joined a couple weeks ago. We retired a dog early that was a little bit too aggressive for my liking on our, you know, and I hope the public, you know, we're very transparent about that. Like, we don't, the dog just couldn't get it. In terms of when to be aggressive, you know, it's like, you know, a human. So it was not.
He wasn't carrying a gun. So that's a good thing. And so, but he's got a bite.
He's got a bite that we don't want, you know. And so we retired him. We actually traded it in for Taz. So.
Okay. All right. We got a caller with a question. Good morning, caller. You're on Party Line.
Oh, hi, guys. Hi, guys.
Good morning.
My question is, you were talking about crime earlier, and we always hear that Trump's saying, you know, it's the illegals, the Hispanics. Do we have any Caucasians in jail?
I would say that 77% of our crime is committed by Caucasian people in Frankfurt.
Again, Trump lied, but anyway. Anyway, about back to Trump. Now this is for everybody, not just you, Chief. But I heard that Trump was thinking about installing the draft again. Did anybody else hear this?
I don't take anything that in, you know. Yeah, I saw the same story, but these things, you know.
I hope
it's
not.
It's just all people talking. You can't really.
Yeah, from what I saw, it's all a farce. But you know, when people are dealing with TDS, it's tough. So it's tough. It's tough. So, hey, Kim, thanks for calling. Appreciate it. Have a great
day.
All right, bye-bye. The canine, Taz. I want to talk a little bit about the canine program because, we have seen over and over and over, especially in this day and age of drug smuggling, looking for remains. These dogs have an incredible presence.
Definitely
in
a dog for every. Definitely a dog for everything. Yeah. I mean, we have access to different dogs. We don't have dogs. All of our dogs are purely drug sniffing and search and rescue and then aggression. But there's canines for electronic equipment. There's canines for bombs. There's canines for everything. And so we have access to a lot of those dogs that we don't need every day. We may not even need the entire year. We have access to other departments to have those things. And so for us, it's purely main focus is drugs. Luckily, you know, we don't have a lot of, you know, search and rescue either. Our dogs can track, but mostly the tracking is of a criminal in the criminal nature.
This is more outside our scope, but I'd like to get your opinion on it as law enforcement, this whole Nancy Guthrie thing down in Arizona. I mean, crazy. It's been going on for quite a while now. You know what? You got all these cameras, these home cameras, these Ring doorbell cameras, all of these things. You know, what say you about that whole, I mean, because that's to me very strange. And then unfortunately, law enforcement gets thrown, no matter what the law enforcement does, they just get thrown under the
that's
bus.
That's what I was going to start with. Yeah. First, I'd say that's a case you don't want.
Yeah.
And the media is just enthralled in that.
But now they're trying to remove the sheriff.
I just saw that this morning. There's a recall effort.
Yeah.
I believe there are hundreds of thousands of probably missing people that don't get the attention that case is getting. And so that frustrates me. as a police, there's a police chief, because that's the only reason that anybody even knows about this is because of the fame of her her daughter. But as far as the case go, sounds like they're people become missing on their own, right? And that and so every how many nine times out of ten or even more than that, somebody is just not wanting to be,
be found.
Then we find them, connect them with their family. It's over. And so so I can see where there's issues initially, but then you start finding evidence later. Like I hope my team, when something like that were to happen, that they would find those things the day we're there, right? I mean, not they gave the scene back and then took it back. I mean, there's a cluster of chain of custody issues with evidence and whatnot. The video, people put out this video and all you can see is somebody's eyes. I mean, it doesn't help.
No,
but
yet they were able to find out where the coat came from, the shoes come from. I mean, it's amazing, and that gets me to that point of the technology in investigating, crime.
Yeah, and I think that in that case, it's not just that sheriff's office. I'm sure the FBI is involved, many other federal agencies, to get that information so quickly, and then the doorbell stuff that was that you found out later. I mean, this stuff is being stored somewhere, right? If it's not on your app or your home, device, somewhere somebody's got it. So just working fast to get those things, but it's not like TV, and I think we're so saturated with solving a crime in 60 minutes, really 45, you count the commercials, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And so these things take time. Like search warrants, when you're dealing with major companies, we do a search warrant for a phone, we can download it at our police department. But if you're wanting stuff from Google, Apple, you're dealing with companies that have lawyers on staff to stop that. And now they're charging us. Used to, you'd write a search warrant or subpoena, you'd get the information back in time, but now you'll get a bill, an invoice, before they'll release the information. So we're spending, sometimes 50, 150, depending on how much data sometimes. We have to have a budget line now for subpoena and search warrant, even though, I believe if we have a search warrant from a judge, you should provide it, right? It's the technology is advanced so much that it's very hard to do anything without, your phone. But then you watch all these shows, crime shows, and what are people doing? They'll shut their location services off for that, So we're making it easier, I think, because of all these crime shows and our appetite for these crime shows. I always joke, my wife watches them so many times. What are you trying to learn, to come after me or what, But
my wife is the same way. She loves them.
So. But yeah, the technology is great. It's just not that easy to get in the time that people think we should get it. So when you have 1,000 media personnel hammering and to have to devote people to just dealing with that, we couldn't do it. Yeah. Like we were just talking, we had a school safety meeting the other day, and there's, we right now, day shift with detectives, admin, and our patrol, we probably have 10 officers, right? For 17,000 people. If there's an active shooter situation, there's no time to set up the command center,
right?
And we're all going to work, right? And then and then we'll have help from the sheriff's office and other cities. We're not in that, the Hamilton County, where you could have 100 cop cars at a scene in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
We don't have that luxury here. So we have to be fully trained and ready, wear several hats, but those things take time. They don't happen. Like, it could take, it's going to take hours to get the search warrant while you type it up, get the judge involved, and then serve it to these companies that will take their time, just like it took for the Ring,
Ring doorbell.
How long it took to get that.
And that was all stored, and they had to get it from, I think, Google. Mm-hmm. Like it was Google. Mm-hmm. It's amazing to me, like you said, what has happened with technology. And I go back, and especially when you're adding celebrity to that mix, mm-hmm. Of the crime. I go back to the Delphi murders. Horrible, tragic. I talk to the Delphi mayor on a regular basis every month, and you know, they were not prepared for something like that. That was just a terrible scenario. But that those are the kind of things that happen in small town, and then national media, international media, mm-hmm. even just kind of and just engulfs you.
Yeah, there was, and again, when you have cases like this, and you have so many tips. I mean, the tip was in there.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But it was so many, and that's what you know. You went especially in you know still talking about you know the Guthrie case, a million dollar. You know, at the end, but, you know, reward. When the federal government yeah. puts out $50,000, yeah. you know, for this case, you know, selectively,
you're right.
Then you have phone calls and emails and tips that are crazy, insane, right?
Yeah.
And so then you have thousands of tips, and the one may be in there, but how do you find it?
Yeah. Well, it's.
And in
yeah.
this case, we know how it played out in Delphi.
Sure.
You know, it was found by volunteer.
A volunteer that just had went back through the mm-hmm. files and found it. It is amazing. Well, Chief, the school year is winding down. You've got your resource officers' roles will change. But you've also got something else coming up, the storm spotter training. I want to talk real briefly about that. I know we're running out of time. But schools winding down and the storms are coming up. So let's talk about both.
The schools will, you know, our officers will return to patrol for the summer.
Yeah.
And so we add an additional officer to our day shifts for the summer. And they will work or take a lot of time off. We kind of work with the school resource officers to be in school all year and then use their time off that they've, you know, occurred, you know, in the summer. And so they'll be out and help, you know, be out seeing the kids and whatnot and helping increase our staffing during the day. The storm spotter training, you know, we obviously with Renee Crick taking over emergency mm-hmm. management and, you know, continuing to run the dispatch center, she has really expanded their role in public safety, and we're great to have her. I mean, it's funny because Renee trained me 23 years ago.
Renee's great.
Yeah,
she's fantastic.
Renee trained me as a dispatcher, and today we're working together, you know, as department heads, and she uses our building. So she's actually hosting this in our building on Tuesday, March 24th at 6 p.m.
6 to 8.
And so, yeah, we also live in a world where sirens go off, and what do? You know, we go out and
gawk.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny, we're talking about dispatching. When the sirens went off 20 years ago, what do people do? They call the dispatch center. What's going on?
Yeah.
Take cover. I mean,
right.
Take cover and hang up. That's what we did back in
the
day.
Go to the basement, yeah.
And so, yeah, it's great to, people need to know what they're looking at. You know, you could see some clouds kind of moving funny. Next thing you know, somebody says it's funnel cloud, but it's not.
No, it's
you
not,
know, and
not,
so this training,
no location, yeah.
this training will help, you know, get some people that are, you know, watching. Because, you know, we always want to go look west, you know, and see what's coming.
Yeah.
And that's what these people would be trained to
do.
Well,
back in the day when I was a youngster and we had went through the Civil mm-hmm. Defense did all that kind of training, and they came in and did, this was especially after the Alabama tornadoes in 1974, and I got to go through, there's about 40 of us that went through this Civil Defense training, storm spotting, and we even got to be a part of the emergency management student group, mm-hmm. part of the council, and when we had storms and things, there would be five or six of us at different areas of the building that would be helping adults. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and that's how you did it, because we didn't have cell phones. We couldn't text message, couldn't do this big, long.
Yeah, I mean, now you just get an alert on your, everybody gets the alert at the same time before the sirens are even going off. And
right.
so that's good. But people just need, you know, we're fortunate, we haven't had a major, you know, for us, it's always wind, you know, in a directed area. But then you look at what happened just northern Indiana, you know, a couple of weeks ago. You know, it's kind of good. And we talked about this school safety meeting, but we're meeting with all the fire chiefs in the county, you know, the police chief, the sheriff's office, the emergency management, the schools. If something were to happen like that in any of the towns, you know, we're all going to be mutual aid.
Everybody's going to be there.
That's who we have.
That's
who we have, and help will come, but it won't come quickly, right?
Right.
You know? So.
And not in large masses until probably later. We're going to wind up, but I want to just give you a heads up.
Mm-hmm.
Your wife's a nurse.
Yeah.
This is National Certified Nurse Day.
I'm not.
So just understand that. So I just want to make sure
they get every. You know, there's a day for everything.
Oh, I know. people.
And I can't even keep up anymore, you know, because I get a lot. It's funny.
It's personal to you, though.
I get in trouble because on administrative professionals,
that's in April.
Well, they say, you didn't say anything. Well, we have put so much on our office manager, you know, that she's not administrative professional. She's literally doing, you know, a lot more. And so because she's not an administrative professional. She's, you know, we call her specialist, right?
Semantics.
Yeah. So the day saying, man, I tell you, because I'll get, it's another Thank a Police Officer Day. And I'm like, yes, I guess, you know, and so.
Hey, take Daisy and take her to the Dairy Queen.
I'll take
her. Because you get a free ice cream. She can get the free ice cream cone and you get the kudos.
Yeah, I'll get her.
I've got it all planned out for you, Scott.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'll get her some ice cream. She'd probably rather have flowers, which I don't like to waste my money on flowers. But.
Oh, Lord. I've got so many men that I talk to about those kind of things. You got to do it, brother.
You got to do it. You have to buy them some flowers. Even though it's 60, 70 bucks gone and dead in 2 weeks. Yeah. Whatever, do it.
It's the thought.
It's the thought that counts.
And the action. The thought has to turn into action. If it doesn't turn into action, it's like faith without works is dead. It's a biblical principle, by the way.
You gotta stay involved. You know, put engaged. The effort in your family that you do your other stuff.
You know what? If that would happen, your life would be a lot easier. Mm-hmm. The streets of Frankfurt would be a lot safer with that type of philosophy.
Yes,
amen.
Sure. Yes,
hey, you're doing the Lord's work. Thank you, brother. Appreciate y'all. All the things that you do. Please give our best to Caesar. Please continue to do the job that you're doing. And we pray for protection of all you guys every day.
Feel it.
All right. Thanks, man. God bless. Have a great one.
You too.
Chief Shoemaker joining us, Scott, from the Frankfurt Police Department, and all the folks that they do, the things to do that just keep us protected. We appreciate it. We also want to thank Ryan, Edgar, and Brian Hillman today from the Park and Streets Department. We appreciate all the work that they do. And we thank you on this last day of winter. Go out and celebrate. Enjoy the day. Spring is just hours away. It's going to be a great time. Enjoy it. Until next time, good Lord willing, I'll be back with you next week. Stay safe and be courageous. We'll talk to you soon.